This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Did you make it back from your lunch break, Pinto? Because things have changed weather-wise in our area.
I didn't have a lunch break.
What?
I was...
You went out for lunch. I saw you leave the building. Where were you going?
For like 2 seconds. I came back. That's not a lunch break.
Well, what is it then?
It's a dash.
It's a lunch dash?
Sure.
Did you make it back from your lunch dash? Or was when you went for your lunch dash, was the weather as bad as it is right now? It's kind of blowy and snowy and getting kind of gross out there.
Yeah, it was getting ugly, which I like if I'm at home. For those traveling, we already got this in, Mike, and I'll make the announcement. Turn on your headlights. Please turn on your headlights if you're traveling.
Lose the cruise and slow down.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
But I like this weather if I'm at home because that means I can stay indoors, I can watch garbage TV or movies, and fall asleep at like 8:30 or 9. I like that.
Set the bar high, young man. Folks, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Wednesday afternoon. And yes, throughout the program today, we will be taking road reports and weather reports. And if you want to send in pictures or video that might go viral and make us famous, please do so. You can send it your text messages to 35270. Please include the word Mike, or you can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. But before we get to all of that and all of the other things we have coming on the program today, I want to go to the center of the sports news universe today in Minnesota and North Dakota. It is Eden Prairie, Minnesota. It is the Twin Cities because the Minnesota Vikings have a new football coach. His name is Mike Zimmer. And to tell us more about this, and by the way, we kind of previewed this yesterday by talking with Jim Suhan, but to officially close the deal, let's bring in Associated Press sports writer John Krasinski to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, John Krasinski. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show.
Hello, Mike McFeely. How's it going?
We're just trying to stay warm in Fargo. We're just trying to stay warm and wait till spring comes on June 23rd. Wait for fall
you and
on
I
June
both.
24th. Yeah, it's getting ugly. So what's going on? Mike Zimmer, the brand new head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? Is Vikings Nation excited about this, John?
Well, I think that it's too early to say if it's going to work out or not. I mean, it does seem to be one of the guys who was available, certainly well thought of. His players rave about him. All the coaches who have worked for him and with him love him. So in terms of credentials, he has pretty much everything you'd want in a head coach except for previous head coaching experience. Now, there are a million examples of guys who didn't have previous head coaching experience that didn't work out, that were in over their head. There's a million of guys who didn't have it and worked out just fine and became very successful. So, who knows what's going to happen, really, I guess. But I will say that he is a guy that has a commanding presence that will bring an edge and a toughness to a defense that sorely lacks it right now. And so I think for all intents and purposes, I know that it's being received a lot more warmly than folks in Detroit are receiving Jim Caldwell. So that's a start.
Well, now he's been an assistant in the NFL and in college football for a long time. I think over 20 years, and he's never been a head coach before. Is that a long period of time for a guy to not have been a head coach? And should that raise any red flags if it is a long time?
Well, I think it is a long time. That certainly is something to look at and something to examine when you're judging Mike Zimmer and his qualifications. Now, the people who know him well will tell you that his blunt attitude and the way that he just lays everything on the line and is a straight talker sometimes can be maybe his best quality. But then in an interview with a billionaire owner who thinks he knows everything, sometimes that can come back to hurt him. So maybe he was able to soften his edge a little bit with Ziggy and Mark Wilf and with Rick Spielman and present things in a little more diplomatic manner. Or maybe he did just lay everything out there and they respected that and they liked what they heard and they liked his take charge kind of attitude about things. And that's what got him the job. So we'll have to ask them all that when the press conference does come around. But I think that is the one thing that has gotten in his way over the years is sometimes he's been too honest, too blunt with people. and that can rub some people the wrong way.
This guy, Zimmer, though, he is a Bill Parcells guy, isn't he, in the past? And so if Bill Parcells was to put in a good word for him with the Wilfs are big Bill Parcells fanboys, so wouldn't that sort of take the edge off Mike Zimmer having a real affinity, judging by online videos, of words that begin with F and words that begin with S and words that begin with A, apparently, according to the online stuff. So is the Bill Parcells factor here overriding other things with the Wilfs, do you think?
I think it's very real possibility that that's what certainly helps seal the deal for him, because you're right in the fanboy aspect. The Wilfs just go gaga over Bill Parcells, and they were Giants fans growing up. He was the guy who won some Super Bowls there, and they think that he is God, essentially. And so when you got a guy that they think so highly of that tells them, and probably tells them in pretty blunt fashion, why don't you guys hire Mike Zimmer? He deserves it. I think that's going to go a long way for him. And so maybe there were previous instances with other teams that they didn't quite get the stars in their eyes when they heard Bill Parcells speak, but I can guarantee you the Wilfs did. And so absolutely that helped his cause in this case.
Associated Press sports writer John Krasinski of the AP in Minneapolis, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. We're talking about the hiring of Mike Zimmer as the next head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Leslie Frazier was a very laid-back guy, very laid-back dude. My daughter, 12 years old, calls him Old Stony Face because on the sidelines he never changed expression. Mike Zimmer appears to be the polar opposite of that, a guy who yells and screams and tells it like it is publicly, privately, and otherwise. Is this the Wilf family saying, you know what, Leslie Frazier didn't work out, and he was way too laid back, and the fans didn't like that, including Emma McFeely in Moorhead, Minnesota. So we're going to go with the guy that yells and screams and swears a lot. Possibility?
Well, I know that they were worried about what Emma thought. That's absolutely one of the things that they looked at when they were making this decision. And in all seriousness, you know, this is all a lot of times what you see when you have a coaching change. You go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Now, if Mike Zimmer doesn't work out, then they're going to say, well, we need a more even-keeled guy to come in next time and to just steady things and be the calm influence that we need in that locker room. Because, you know, I will say that I think that Leslie Frazier's demeanor certainly is getting overplayed here. He was absolutely a calm guy and absolutely a guy that wasn't going to raise his voice and drop a lot of four-letter words on anybody. But leadership was the least of his problems here with the Vikings. His players loved him. They all played hard for him. I think it was more his failures in-game with strategy, with X's and O's, and certainly the failures of the front office to get him a quarterback that led to anything other than, you know, any kind of personality problems with him. So now, but you're right in that Mike Zimmer is the complete opposite. You are going to notice a difference, and players are going to notice a difference right away as soon as they get together in the first meeting room with this guy, because he is going to lay it all out there. He's probably going to raise his voice more times in the first meeting than Leslie Frazier did his entire career here. And that'll get people's attention, and maybe that's what they need right now.
Any early line on who he's going to hire as his coordinators?
I mean, right now it is a little bit up in the air. There are a lot of really good offensive coordinators available for him, and I think that probably in itself allowed them to feel a little bit more comfortable with going with a defensive-minded coach, because we all know the issues that they have at quarterback and the problems that they have there. Everyone thought that they were going to go with an offensive-minded guy to groom the next quarterback here, but looking at it, there's guys like Norv Turner, guys like Mike Mularkey, guys like Scott Linehan, proven quarterback developers, proven play callers who have great systems that can come in. I mean, I think Linehan might be a favorite, but certainly, there's word that he has reached out to Norv Turner, who is one of the better offensive coordinators in NFL history. Not a very good head coach, but a very good coordinator. So he's a possibility. On defense, it's a little bit more up in the air. You've heard the name Paul Gunther. He's a linebacker coach for Cincinnati who worked with Mike Zimmer as a strong possibility. Now, I think the Bengals want to keep him as the defensive coordinator there as well. So we'll see how that plays out. If he loses out on Paul Gunther, I really don't, I'm not sure where he's going to go on that side of the ball. But certainly there are some big names being thrown about for offensive coordinator. And let's face it, they need a star. They need somebody who can come in and help develop a quarterback and get this offense going in the right direction.
Do we know when the press conference is going to be, John?
We don't for sure. We're hearing maybe Friday, maybe tomorrow, but it doesn't look like today yet. So
okay.
A little bit surprised about that, but I think, you know, you might see an announcement today, maybe tomorrow, when the contract is officially signed and all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, but we'll probably hear from him Thursday or Friday formally here.
Perfect. Take the rest of the day off then if there's not going to be a press conference. I'm sure you have nothing else to do the rest of the day. So.
I'm at Target Center right now. So we got Wolves and Kings. So, yep, but we'll see how it goes here, and I'm sure I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. John Krasinski, Associated Press sports writer guy.